JR was here. He got in touch about a month before and said, you know, told me what he wanted to do. And I was like, wow, okay, you're ambitious. Of course, you're JR. So, we, you know, did everything we could to get him as many walls as we could. And we put together 7 walls here in the downtown area in the Arts District. And then he did a number of other pieces up in Hollywood, Melrose, out in Santa Monica, Venice area. But yeah, it was really, really nice to work with him. And he's definitely works very hard and he achieves a lot, which is cool. It's fun to work with a guy like that. That's super motivated. Yeah, so as far as like the you know, a lot of people like they want to know like, well, what are, you know, how does it work with the resources for, you know, for the project and everything? It's always a challenge. The bigger the project, you know, the more resources it requires. And so there's lifts, there's paint, there's, you know, bringing the artist here. In JR's case, there's actual paper and ink that has to be shipped over from the printer, his printer in France. You know, he brought his own special French wheat paste glue that was like this crazy shit that probably would be illegal in here in America. But it works really, really well. So that mixed with the acrylic, you know, pretty much stays up as long as you want it to. This one we didn't use acrylic on because it's a historic building.
Okay.
So it's really important that we respect the integrity of the history of LA, you know, and the building. And because this is a historic building, this is a John A. Roebling and Sons building. And this is where the cables from for the Golden Gate Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge came from. So there's a lot of history. It's, you know, turn of the century building. And so we didn't want to do anything that would compromise the architecture or the integrity of the exterior of the building. So we didn't use any acrylic in with the paste. So this is a temporary piece. It won't be here forever, obviously. And you can see that it's already starting to peel away, which is nice because it shows the kind of character of the thing.